If you hurt yourself taking a selfie, go see Dr. Kelly and her crew at our hometown chiropractic center, 1338 North 4th Street, right here in Tumwa. Good morning, Dr. Kelly. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I see sunshine out there, so that does a lot of good for a lot of folks. And
I agree.
We haven't talked in a while, and so we got to remind folks, October is Cairo Kids Month.
Yes, it is. We always celebrate all of the Cairo kids that come in during October. Actually, the Chiropractic Society of Wisconsin has a Cairo Kids Day. That's usually the last Thursday in October. Of course, it's the first Thursday of November this year, but we're still going to celebrate all of our Cairo kids in October like we always have. So we have our office fully decorated. Kids are getting a bunch of fun shirts on theme. So it's just a really exciting time to celebrate all the kids that come in for chiropractic care and yeah, just enjoy getting adjusted and thriving and adapting.
And I understand today is going to kick off a three-part series about chiropractic and kids, correct?
Yeah, I figured because I'll be on the radio for the next two weeks after this, and with it being Cairo Kids Month, I figured I'd start right at one of the most important times to get adjusted and then finish with as kids become young adults, and the reasons why kids in different age groups come in.
Okay, so how do you want to start today?
Well, today I figured we'd start at the very beginning. So, okay. One, it's really important for parents that are trying to conceive to come under care, because if your nervous system is optimized by getting adjusted, then your body is going to produce a better outcome when you're trying to conceive and have a baby. And then, you know, often on here, I'm sure everyone's heard me talk about pregnancy and chiropractic care. And the one thing to really remember is when a pregnant mom is getting adjusted, it's more than just for the mom. It's for the baby too, because their nervous systems are connected. So when mom's nervous system is clear and communicating the way it should, her body is going to be communicating with the baby optimally. Therefore, one, baby will not only have more room to grow and thrive while in the belly, but also will be getting the right information and be able to grow and develop into just a beautiful baby that has less complications, not only during birth. You know, chiropractic has been shown to decrease labor times and to just make for a more comfortable birth for both baby and mom, but we'll just allow that process to go well so that there's less likelihood for intervention, because we know whenever there's medical intervention in birth, although sometimes necessary for sure, there's just more trauma. We all know that when, you know, when medications have to get involved or different tools, extraction aids have to get involved, there's more stress put on the mom and there's more stress put on the baby, which is one heck of a way to start your life in a really stressful environment. We have to remember that when babies are still in their mom, you know, it's warm, it's dark, they get all the nutrients they need, they don't have to do anything but just grow and thrive. And so birth is emotionally can be traumatic for babies too, because all of a sudden, especially being birthed in a hospital, there's bright lights, loud noises, lots of hands grabbing onto the baby at times. And so when we add, you know, extraction aids and medications to it, then we add some chemical stress, and that can really, you know, stress the baby out. And I see lots of kids who have had a number of different birth experiences, all the way from a wonderful home birth without any assistance needed to, you know, emergency C-sections. And you really can tell the tension and the stress in babies that have gone through more traumatic births, which is why I think it's important for all children to get checked after birth to make sure their nervous system is clear. Because remember, if your brain can talk to your body, then your body can do all of the amazing things that it's made to do. But when there's a disconnect from the brain out to the body, which happens through the spine, you know, then we start to see symptoms such as colic, getting nights and days confused. I've seen a lot of babies doing this shaking where they like shake their hands. Torticollis is another really common thing, especially from more traumatic birth experiences, and even constipation and gas, that tends to be a big issue with a lot of babies these days whose nervous systems aren't regulated because they're stuck in that fight or flight, go, go, go mode. I think we all know when we're under stress, we're more likely to get sick. Our digestive system's not working how it should. It's harder to sleep at night. And it's the same way for babies. They just don't have a great way to communicate with us besides crying. And so I really see kids thrive the most when they're babies. They always thrive under care. But babies are my favorite to take care of because they're adapting and changing and growing so much every day. I think we've all seen kids, you know, they go from like laying on their stomach to all of a sudden they're up on all fours, and a week later they're crawling, and they're just able to learn so quickly, and their nervous system just learns that quickly through care too. So they really take on changes really well, and we get to celebrate all of their wins and all of these things that happen because their brain is just like a sponge ready to absorb all of that information.
We've gone way over our time, Kelly. Got to go. Okay, so have a good day.
All right, you too.
453-5365 to reach the Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th in Tomahawk. It is 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to WJJQ Tomahawk.